BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
No normal podcast today because we played loads of Ibiza tunes. It was all about the Ibiza music, but you've got to listen to this. Today's Real or No Real was a Pete Tong special with Pete Tong. It's incredible. Listen.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I'm pleased to announce that ahead of Radio 1's Ibiza weekend, the legendary Pete Tong is with us. This is a bit of an honour.
It's a pleasure for me. You haven't invited me that often. I remember... But I'm very pleased to be here. I remember when I used to follow you. I used to come in and dance in your studio.
Yeah, you did.
A few times.
Yeah. You can't say legend, Scott. You've always said that.
Oh, what do you want me to say? The godfather of dance?
Again, it sort of does sound still a bit old.
Yeah. anyway, Pete Tong's here. Yeah. And we're going to play Real or No Real. It's Ibiza weekend. Pete, you've done all of Radio 1's Ibiza weekends?
I actually have.
Incredible.
Yeah, I should have had little tattoos or something, shouldn't I? But I didn't.
What do you look forward to about it?
Just going on air for that very first moment on the Friday evening. I remember when we started, we were actually squashed in the back of Café Del Mar. And we ended up with so many people in what is actually quite a small space. Café Del Mar is very famous, but nobody usually sits inside it. They normally sit outside looking at the sunset. Anyway, we had so many people inside that we cracked the windows.
I love it.
So is that real or not real?
That's real.
That's real.
Has Radio 1 DJ's behaviour improved, would you say?
I would say yes.
Since Vernon's left, yeah. No, yeah, it has a bit, actually. I could tell some stories about that.
Well, do.
No, he can't. There's so many good stories.
DJ's going missing.
Yeah, that happened.
Remember those?
Couldn't find them for 2 days, I believe.
Something like that. Yeah. Exactly.
So it's time for Real or No Real. These are all about Pete Tong. So, Pete, obviously you'll know the answer, but keep Chris guessing here.
In Ibiza in 2007, Scott Mills once chained Pete Tong to a Smurf.
Whoa.
Now, why would that have happened?
Now, would this have been a night out where you two were just casually out on the Raz, you've had a couple of drinks, you've met a Smurf, that kind of thing? It just seemed like the right thing to do. I'd do the same.
Would you?
Yeah, I think I would, yeah. But
they're quite hard to pin down, Smurfs, though.
Well, is that what happened? You pinned the Smurf down and then who was it attached? Scott or...
Pete was attached to the Smurf.
Actually, it was the daytime, this alleged incident.
Oh, was
happened.
It? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that does change
nighttime.
Things.
It was.
So, because my next question was going to be, I'm fascinated to know about Pete Tong's rider, and does it include a Smurf? I guess that would be the obvious question.
What is on your rider? Can you tell us?
Blue Smurfs.
Peanuts.
Yeah.
Red wine.
Yeah.
I should change it, really.
Red wine in the club. I love that.
Smarties. I don't know. It's usually in the dressing room.
You never see red wine in a club.
You
do
don't.
Exactly. That's why I asked for it, just in case I fancy some.
Yeah.
Which isn't often. But,
Have you ever asked for anything ridiculous and do they give it to you?
It's funny. It depends on what country you're in. In America, funny enough, they take it all very, very seriously. So you could ask for something like a Smurf and someone in the gang will lose sleep over trying to find one. So in England, more often than not, you go to Blackpool or something, they just look at you and go, nah, couldn't find
it. Yeah, we haven't got one.
No, we haven't got one.
Didn't even try.
They're out of them.
Pete Tong gets anything he wants.
I have quite a nice bottle of champagne.
So, Pete Tong was chained to a Smurf by me in 2007. Real or no real?
It's weird because it's the kind of thing I can see you doing to Pete, but why would it be in the day? That's what sort of weirds me out a little bit. It seems like a late night activity. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
That did happen. We basically just put this one in to give me an excuse to apologise to Pete. It was a long time ago, but it was...
Vernon was involved as
well. Vernon was also involved, and he was chained to a listener for a number of hours.
Who was dressed as a Smurf.
Yeah.
Blue one.
A blue one. Pete wasn't that keen. The listener was very keen. Right, okay, Pete, you might remember this next one. Let's see.
At the 2008 Radio 1 staff party, which was being held at a bowling alley, Scott's friend Unlucky Gary vomited on one of the lanes, bringing a premature end to Pete Tong's game.
Amazing.
So for several years, Radio 1 did have their staff party, Christmas party, at a bowling alley in London, and my friend Unlucky Gary
snuck in.
Yeah,
what
no,
was he doing there? He wasn't staff.
You were allowed to bring guests that year. Right. Unlucky Gary is known to, after a few drinks, to bring them up.
Right.
So did that happen? And also, why would it be on Pete Tong's bowling lane?
Exactly.
And was it a competitive match?
Not really, it was just a bit of a laugh with other DJs.
Okay. So the bowling...
I was competitive.
Yeah. Until Vom stopped play.
But did this happen? Pete Tong, there he is, like playing a game of bowling, and embarrassingly they have to close off one of the lanes because of Unlucky Gary vomiting on it.
Well, and if this is real, I hope Unlucky Gary was removed from the situation. It seems like an unlucky thing to do, so I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes. Oh, no.
He wasn't invited back after that.
Do you know what? I can't even remember that. Yeah. So I'm glad you...
Was that good a night?
It did happen.
And I turned away at the time.
And next.
Pete is in secret talks with a clothing company to launch a range of flip-flops called Feet Tong.
Oh, that's a whiffy idea. In fact, that could be the slogan, couldn't it? No, not really. Anyway.
Now, here's the thing. If that's true now, yep, that's really offensive. Because you just said it was a really bad idea. What about if he is launching secret flip-flop talks?
What, under the name Feet Tong, though?
Yeah, why not?
Come on.
You know, like, people in Ibiza.
Oh, no, this is going to be really awkward where, if it's real.
All the places where he DJs, they wear flip-flops.
The name Pete Tong is synonymous with quality, right? That's mm-hmm. We're all agreed on that.
Well, they could be good quality flip-flops.
I just can see them in the club shop now at Ibiza at the airport when you leave.
Oh, the thing is, I probably
would. Space Pasha, DC-10, Feet Tong.
And also, you're exactly the kind of person that would buy some.
Buy the Feet Tongs as well.
Yeah, you would. Of course you would.
But this just sounds like it's been made up because it's a sort of whiffy pun. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
No, God. Unless it is, Pete, is it? No. But I said secret talk, so maybe Pete is doing the talks and because he doesn't want to tell us that they're happening. So. But I hope not.
Scott Mills annoyed Pete Tong earlier this year by releasing his big balls into the crowd, undermining his DJ set at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Oh.
He definitely released his balls.
I did.
I remember him doing that.
That's a fact.
But did it undermine Pete Tong? No, I suppose that's what we've got to discuss here.
Now, Pete was kind of in on it.
I was tipped. I was tipped off.
I mean, I don't know whether he was annoyed by it, but here's his chance to tell us.
To be honest, let's be honest, that the balls came out and they swiftly went right. And I didn't really see them.
It didn't go well.
You didn't put enough water in them. They needed that kind of weighty stuff in them.
The thing is, the wind was strong that night in Glasgow. Exactly. So and what could have been an incredible show turned into an absolute farce.
And they just exit stage right. Yeah. And very quickly.
Every now and then a song comes out and the title of it is amazing. And that, the balls one was included, wasn't it? My balls.
This is my balls.
And then we had one recently, which was you saying, coming out, and then I'm sure it was called Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers, yeah, above and beyond.
Yeah.
Sticky Fingers and on Radio 1.
Now you've just been on this show and said the balls came out and to the right. It's amazing.
I think only Pete Tong can answer this one. Was Pete annoyed at Scott for releasing his balls?
No. Never.
No real.
Yes. Yeah, you see. What a nice guy. And next.
Among the guests at Pete Tong's Ibiza residency in 2008 was the Great British Bake Off's Mary Berry.
Legend.
Now, I have heard that Mary Berry has been to Ibiza.
No way.
Yes.
Has she?
Yeah, yeah. I think when she was 75, she went to, I think, Pasha.
Whoa.
I think this happened.
She gets cooler and cooler, that lady.
But was she part of the guest list at Pete Tong's Ibiza residency in 2008? Mary Berry. Probably before she was famous for Bake Off, yeah.
Here's a question, Pete. Generally, for your nights, your personal guest list, everyone must call in the favours, right?
Yeah.
Like, how big would your guest list go? Is it unlimited? Take it as.
No, they sometimes limit you.
Really?
Yeah.
But is it like 100 people?
It has been.
Whoa.
Has
it?
That large.
Like 50 Cent style.
That's when you know you're really doing well.
Yeah.
And what do all those people do? Are they just there hanging on?
It's quite funny what happens in Ibiza clubs sometimes, because they'll make all load of fuss about getting in, and then when they actually get in, they won't actually come and see you play. They'll stand on the terrace or out the back.
Oh, brilliant.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And then they'll go home and say, what was it like last night? Oh, it was amazing. But you never actually went in. You never saw me play for 1 second.
But if Mez Bez is on the guest list, she'll definitely be getting right involved. Lasers, glow sticks, everything.
Cake.
So, was Mary Berry part of Pete Tong's residency guest list in 2008?
I really want this to be real, so I'm saying real.
So. If she wasn't, not unless I didn't get to approve it.
That one is no real.
Oh,
yeah, no real,
rubbish.
But...
previously on Real or No Real, we have confirmed that at the age of 71, my apologies, I said 75, Maz Bez went on a family holiday to Ibiza and did insist on being taken to Pasha. And now here's another fact that we've had on Real or No Real before.
While on a family holiday at the age of 12, Pete Tong gave Vanessa Feltz her first childhood kiss.
Whoa.
That can't be true. I can't remember whether it was real or no real.
It's a long time ago. I've had a lot of late nights since then.
Is this a what happens on tour stays on tour sort of thing?
I think, I think it was before tour. I think it was 12.
Oh, right, sorry. It's been a game a while.
I'm gold presidential now. I am aware of these allegations.
Oh. Allegations?
Oh, no.
I did not have
relations with that woman.
I tried that one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Pete, do you want to add anything to this, or are you just staying tight-lipped like a president?
I think it's real. And if this is confirmed by Pete Tong, this is amazing.
And also, if it is real, it means we both got something in common, because I have also kissed Feltz on the mouth.
There you go, lads.
I have. It was for charity.
Say it like that.
No, it was.
That sounds really harsh.
Last year. I think we need to throw this over to Pete. Real or no real?
Allegedly, it's real.
Yes.
Allegedly. That one. No one can prove
real.
It.
No one can prove it, so maybe we'll never know.
No, I had a crush. I had a holiday romance in Mallorca. And we used to write as pen friends. And her name was Vanessa. And then we got into this kind of pen friends thing. And then my mum actually brought me up to a station in London where we had this kind of reunion months later where the kiss allegedly happened. Whoa. And I didn't know at that time that this young girl who was pretty was going to grow into Vanessa Feltz.
Again,
that's my defence. If she told me at the time.
By the way, in 20 years I'm going to be Vanessa Feltz. Oh, this is brilliant. Thank you, Pete Tong, for being on Real or No Real today. Scores, please, Chris.
He's just written a series of tens down there.
Complicated one. There's a lot of stuff we found out today. I think I got about 50, and they're all Pete Tong facts, but I think he got one wrong, so we'll say Pete got 40.
Thanks for keeping score so well. Radio 1's Ibiza weekend starts tonight. What have you got, Pete?
Me, Annie Mac, B-Traits, and Danny Howard will be hosting the show live from Ushuaia with a huge guest list, probably 100.
Yes.
Including David Guetta.
And Mary Berry.
And Hot Since 82. And millions of others.
Thank you very much, Pete Tong. Absolute pleasure. The show is back and the podcast Monday on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.